here at the 2019 NACUSO Network Conference in San Diego, California, with some winners right here next to me. The folks from CU Ledger, Julie Esser, and Rick Cranston. You guys are the runner-ups for the new CUSO of the year.
Yes, we are.
And you guys are in good company up there on stage.
I mean, I know.
So some really powerful, great organizations with great people involved.
Amazing.
You guys are a great example of that as well. So how does it feel to win?
Oh, we're pretty excited about it, really. Just having that recognition of what we've accomplished so far in just 2 short years.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Let's show the award right here. Look at this, everybody. Right here.
Woo. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. That's heavy, too.
It is.
So what does it mean for CU Ledger to win this award? I mean, because obviously there's been a lot of hard work behind the scenes, obviously. A lot of travel around the globe and stuff, and a lot of behind the scenes stuff. So what does it mean to have this, like you said, the recognition?
Yeah. Well, from my vantage point, I think it's just being recognized among your peers that we're on the right track. You know, in this type of setting, where you're amongst all these other CUSOs, I mean, that means a lot,
right,
you know? And we have so many of the CUSO organizations that are here to thank for where we are, because we took not only the chance, they took the chance of investing in us, but they also want us to be successful. So sharing their learnings of what they went through, we've incorporated a lot, most of that feedback into what we do and get us where we are today. So that's been awesome.
Right. Ricky, anything to add there?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Julie. That's perfect. I would say, Mike, that from my perspective, you know, from inception, which has now been a while ago, we've gotten some, what I would say, outstanding validation that our thinking, our ideation, our innovation as it relates to really starting with knowing who you're talking to, that enables really an entire network going forward. I think it's just been fantastic.
Yeah, I remember talking to Rich Mead how many years ago?
Four years ago.
Like that, when it was first a thought.
Yeah.
You know? And now look where you guys are. You're winning awards.
That's right.
Awesome.
Pretty cool.
So where are we with where are we in the process with CU Ledger and my CU ID as well? So what's the status here? I know you guys are looking for pilots and there are lots of interested folks out there for sure. So where are we in the process? You're up.
All right. So in 2019 is really the year of deployment for us. So we want credit unions to work with us and other CUSOs, other organizations to work with us in doing some pilot testing. We're not testing the technology because the technology works. We've already proven that.
Okay.
What we really want is to prove out the member experience. And so that's why these testing programs are very important to us and get more validation from the consumer standpoint. So it's the year of get involved, you know.
You're the pilot.
That it will You're the pilot. A lot of, you know, we want a lot of collaboration and building out different use cases and things like that. You want to add more to that?
Yeah, I'd love to. There's really three words that come to my mind when we talk about pilots. The first one is proving it, validating it, and the most important word is learning. We need to learn from this whole experience. And so we do need credit unions to get involved. Reach out to us. Call us, get involved in the pilot process.
Well, my perspective is like once people see it in action, once they see the practicality of it, the results of it, then that's when the light bulb goes off.
Well, the conversations are changing for us too. And, you know, go back a year ago when we first introduced MyCUID, it was more of what in the world is all this about. Now, a year later, the conversations are, what do we need to do? This is so cool. How can we integrate into, you know, MyCUID into our solutions, into our environment, and things like that. So it's fun to see that dynamic change over just a short year time frame.
We've been doing demos a lot. We did a bunch of demos at GAC, Mike. And really, it has translated to a couple of words where light bulbs go off for people. And those two words are portability and interoperability that really enable a one-to-one, a peer-to-peer relationship between member and credit union. And that's very different than the existing marketplace that's out there today.
Very cool. All right. So, I mean, So we're looking for pilots, obviously.
Yep.
And what's next? What else is on? What's next on the horizon for you guys? Obviously, I mean, again, another. It's going to be another busy year of bouncing around the country and demos, that type of stuff.
Hey, we've made some partnership announcements.
Oh, that's right. I was going to talk about IBM as well. So, tell me about a little bit about the IBM partnership.
Yeah.
Well, we will actually be in New York City for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Working on some workshops with IBM to really develop some new products and prototypes as we go forward with them. So it's been an outstanding relationship to this point. They are fully engaged with what CU Ledger is doing. I'm very excited to work with them as we go forward into the future.
Yeah, talk about validation.
Oh, gosh.
To have an organization like that behind you guys or partnering with you guys.
It's just fantastic. Just fantastic.
So why is this, I'm going to ask the obvious question here, but I want to get your take on it. Why is this technology, why is it so important right now? What's the immediacy of it? Why is it?
Yeah, it's important from my vantage point. It's so important just because the whole age of the digital ecosystem is moving so incredibly fast, faster than we've ever seen it before. And that's kind of a worry for me. It worries me the most is that if credit unions don't get involved, then their question is going to be relevancy in the future, right?
Precisely.
And so we are ahead at this game now, you know, with CU Ledger and what we're able to accomplish. Let's stay ahead.
Let's lead.
Let's set the new standard for what this should look like in the digital economy. So I don't want credit unions to rest on their laurels because otherwise they might be facing other unintended consequences in the future.
Yeah, I see it as like setting this is a great foundation piece for credit unions
it
to
is.
Really kind of leapfrog or springboard from big time.
Yeah.
And they're at the base of it.
Mike, it's the beginning of the problem. It's not the middle of the problem. Knowing who you're talking to is the beginning of the problem. And so we have to solve that. We have to get it right. Now, there's a few other questions that I'll just really quickly emphasize, right? So knowing who you're talking to, and now the new question is, do you know what you're talking to? Because of this digital age we're in, you also have to understand what you're talking to. The third one is, can you prove it? Do you trust your proof is the fourth one. And the last one is, can you do that in 5 seconds or less? and most of us struggle with that last one.
The immediacy is what it's all about today.
That's right.
And I'm blaming MTV for starting all of this immediacy because of the quick edits and all those music videos. They brought our attention spans down to a flea, you know? So
Do you remember the first music video you ever
watched? Radio killed the music star.
Mine was Duran Duran.
Or Billy Idol's White Wedding. That was the first one I saw. All right. But that's that's another story. That's another show. So very cool, guys. Thank you so much. Where can we find out more information? CUledger.com.
CUledger.com.
MyCUID.com as well. So really great stuff here, guys. So you got to check it out. I mean, this is going to set the stage for years and years to come. So
we'll
good to get in on the ground floor.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
CUledger. Check them out.
Thank you.